be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Praise to you, Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, the town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, Jesus in the synagogue of Capernaum gets a different response than what he received in his hometown synagogue of Nazareth yesterday. At the beginning, in both places, people were astonished. They were amazed. They were blown away by the way Jesus communicated. They said, "He speaks with authority." What does that mean? In the time with which he was speaking, means that he wasn't citing footnotes. The rabbis at the time, those who would teach at the synagogues, were always quoting not only parts of sacred scripture, but they were also citing rabbinical interpretations of sacred scripture, going back quite some time, because their authority was the authority of their citation. It wasn't that they spoke with any personal authority. But Jesus is the author of the Word of God. Jesus is that Word of God. So when he spoke with an originality that doesn't mean creativity so much as it does mean he was speaking of what he himself had authored. And they knew it, even though they wouldn't be able to describe it. They knew that he was speaking differently. And they were fascinated by it. But then in the middle of his homily, something happens. He's interrupted. A demon can't take it anymore. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Just even hearing the power of that word's words was driving the demon crazy. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us?" Just that word itself was expulsory. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Not only was he speaking with an authority astonishing the Jews there in the Capernaum synagogue, but he was speaking with a power that was too much for the demons to take. And they had to confess him. Being in the presence of the truth incarnate, brought out from those who were united with the Father of lies, veracity. And Jesus showing the efficacy of his authoritative words, commanded, "Be quiet, come out of him." And that's precisely what the demon did. And they were all amazed and whispered to each other, "What is there about his word? With authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." It wasn't just that Jesus was speaking in a different way, that he was speaking with a sense of authority, but Jesus was also speaking with power. And stuff happened as a result of his word. Saint Jesus, who spoke in the Capernaum synagogue, speaks here. The chapel of Visitation Convent. He commanded the unclean spirits, and the unclean spirits obeyed. The reason why he commanded is because their theme song was Non Servia. That is what led the demons to fall. Jesus wasn't going to give to their freedom a choice, because by a single act of their freedom, they had already chosen, and they were going to be eternally disobedient. And so Jesus needed the command. He speaks authoritatively and powerfully to us, appealing to our freedom. And if we're wise, we will build our entire life on the rock of His authoritative and powerful Word. That's what the first reading is about from St. Paul's first letter to those in Thessalonica. He wanted them to act in consequence of the authority and the power of the Lord's words. And so he said, brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness for the day to overtake you like a thief in the night. For you're children of the light and children of the day. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay sober and alert. The authority of Jesus' words has the astonishing power of waking us up so that we're not somnambulating through life, sleepwalkers going through the motions, but to make us truly alert. The power of those words is such that they not only call us to the light, but they're capable of transforming us to become true children of the light, because we're born through that word of the light of the world, the one who had come to be that light shining in the midst of darkness. And not just summoning us, but making us children of the light. And that's why St. Paul says at the end, encourage one another and build one another up. And we do so by helping each other to erect our entire existence on the rock of Jesus' words. One of the most important passages in all the Gospels is the way Jesus concludes the Sermon on the Mount. After he's taught everything about the way we Christians are supposed to be distinguished from even the most virtuous pagans and the most righteous Jews, is by hearing in his word and acting on it. Not behaving like those fools who hear and dismiss, but like those wise men and women who build their life on the rock, so that no matter what storms come, no matter what seeming worldly power outages happen, we will still burn with that inner light that comes from keeping the light who shines in the midst of darkness alive and active and powerful and speaking from within. That's the secret of a truly Christian life. It's not enough for us to find it. St. Paul calls us, just like those in Thessalonica, to encourage one another and build one another up in this way, by encouraging them through our precisely showing that living according to the minutiae of the Word of God and erecting our life on the Word who enunciates all those words is what makes us truly joyful and luminescent. Today, on this World Day of Prayer for Creation that Pope Francis has asked of all of us throughout the world to make in union with him, and especially as an ecumenical gesture with all the Orthodox who have long lived this day, we can go back to the beginning of creation and see not only the authority of the Lord's Word in the beginning, but its power. And the Lord said, let there be light. Light was. When the Lord said, let us make man in our image and likeness, that's exactly what happened. The power of the Lord's word. And after he had made us in his image and likeness, he gave us commands. Gave us three primordial commands. To increase and multiply. To fill the earth and subdue it. And to have dominion over all the creatures of the world, the creatures of the earth, the creatures of the sea, the creatures of the sky. the Lord created with power, and he seeks by his word to empower us precisely to share in his creative work by following that command. We share in it procreatively through the gift of human life, a participative gift with the Lord who always infuses the soul. We participate in through our work, the work of bringing the potential with which he has impregnated all of creation to the light. And as I'd like to say, making computer chips and glass and so many other things, even out of sand, to participate in his own dominion over all the other creatures in the world, but most especially to participate in his dominion over us by allowing him truly to become Dominus, to become Lord of our life, and help others to allow that same power to come into their lives. Today, as we come forward, as Jesus with power speaks to us in his holy word in the Gospels, as he speaks to us in the person of the priest that he is called to himself and commissioned and sent out with his own powerful word, he will say, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood. Do this in memory of me." And as we prepare to meet him here and give him thanks for the gift of his wondrous creation and his even more wondrous new creation of us through redemption, we ask him to grace us so that we might never lose our astonishment at how he speaks to us and how he acts in us and how he makes us children of the light, sent out to be that light shining on a hill in darkness, to lead all others to that place that the book of Revelation describes. There will be no need of lambs, for the Lamb will be our light. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.